The presidential campaigns are built on less famous supporters who do the hard work of making the candidates look good, when that's possible. Reporter Tim Bele spent a snowy day in Des Moines this past week with one campaign worker who's doing all she can.
Kristen Doolin, who holds a bachelor's degree in counseling, traveled here 2 weeks ago from the Lone Star State. She was welcomed to the land of slushy streets and snowstorms. Especially on this day, outside her clean and orderly downtown offices, Kristen is 25 years old, well-dressed, tall, slim, and blonde. She took a six-week unpaid leave from her regular job at a construction company and traveled with her younger sister to work for Mike Huckabee. The campaign has a paid staff of 14 people, but Doolin is a full-time volunteer. She works about 80 hours a week.
Good afternoon, Huckabee for President. How may I help you?
Kristen's usual job is to answer the phone and route the calls. Though last week, she and nine other campaign workers here went to Chicago to help collect nomination petitions after bad weather there delayed the process.
We're so tired today. Just haven't caught up on the sleep yet. But that's part of the fun of being on a campaign. No sleep, lots of work, and coffee. Okay, I would like to make a pretty big order here. We'd like a medium vanilla latte.
Iowa's caucuses have historically been held in late January or early February. But with the recent frenzy over moving up caucus and primary dates, Kristen's campaign work is now on a collision course with the holidays.
The Christmas shopping and all the events that surround. We normally have a lot of different families that we get together with for Christmas. That has by far been the biggest downside.
She and the other office volunteers are being encouraged to go home for Christmas before the final caucus push.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
For now, an iPod hooked up to speakers in the corner is what passes for holiday spirit in the campaign office.
In the elevator heading down, our offices are on the third floor, and we're now going down to the first floor, which is our ground level of operations.
The Huckabee campaign headquarters is located in a highly visible spot in the very heart of downtown Des Moines. Kristen says her degree in counseling has come in handy in Iowa.
Whether they walk in the office or call, or if I'm calling them, just to take that time and to have that counselor's perspective of hearing what their heart is and not just the words that they're saying, but what is the motivation.
As for the pay, the running joke among campaign workers here when they go to a restaurant is about how much to tip the waitress. There is a good chance the person bringing their food is earning more than even the paid campaign workers. But Doolin says her motivation comes from a sense of duty.
I really feel that every American has a responsibility to be involved in politics as much as they can to make their one vote count, to make a difference.
Kristen Doolin and her fellow campaign workers will have three more weeks of long hours to do just that. For NPR News, I'm Tim Bele in Des Moines.